Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Zayin. Kuf Chaf Zayin, and we will start with the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Vav Beis. Just scheduling note, I won't be giving a daf tomorrow morning, but Beth Hashem, tomorrow's daf and Shabbos' daf from last cycle will be brought over to the OU. So therefore, Beth Hashem, it will be there. Okay, and then we'll pick up Beth Hashem on Sunday with the 19th parak of Rabbi Elazar Demila. Okay, says the Gemara, we had on Kuf Chaf Vav Beis, we started parak Mefanin. Perek, moving over, bundles. We mentioned the issue is one of tircha. One is allowed to involve themselves in tircha yisera with a lot of tircha as long as it is l'shei mitzvah, bitul beis hamedrash, orachim v'chulu, but one is not allowed to do the entire otsar, the entire field. What does that mean? So right now, the Gemara has two deos, what exactly that means, and today is a really jam-packed daf, as we'll see, a lot of important agadata and chazals that come up. So first the Gemara. Hashta, the Mishnah, had said that one is allowed to move four or five bundles, arba v'chamesh kupos, shel tevin v'shel tvua. So what's four and five? Ask the Gemara, hashta chamesh befanin, arba mibayi. If you can move even five, so obviously you can move four. So what's the message of four and five? So we have a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Shmuel. First day, Amar Rav Chisda, arba mechamesh, v'chamesh me'otzer gadol. Four and five is talking about two different cases. Four from five. If there are five big bundles there, you're allowed to move four from five, meaning you can't take all of them. And five is the outer limit for me'otzer gadol. If there's a lot, you still can't do more than five. Pashtus, because that's a tremendous tircha. Do five, that should solve your issues. So that's four and five is two different cases. Four out of five, and five out of a larger amount. Umay avaloasa otsar. And what about the next line of the Mishnah? But you can't move the otsar. Can't move it. Shelo yascha b'otsar tchila. That means, according to Rav Chisda, that you're not allowed to take from these bundles if you hadn't taken from these bundles before Shabbos. You can't start taking from this area because that is muksa. If you didn't designate it before Shabbos. Umani, and then, if this is the pshat of the Mishnah, who is the Mishnah according to? Rabbi Yehuda Hida Islay Muksa. This is all one version to understand the first two lines of the Mishnah. It's talking about four out of five and five out of many, and you can't do the otsar if you didn't start before Shabbos. You cannot continue on Shabbos. That is number one. Number two, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel argues and says, no, arba v'chamesh kedamri enshi. Four and five, like people say a couple. Right, four and five, don't be medak de'ikrib. Yehuda Hanasi, when he put together the Mishnayos, he left this lashon. Four and five, like people say, Rashi says, cheshbon katan tchila. V'mitzarech yoser, yifne yoser, take four. If you need five, take five. So four and five. V'i'ba'i afilu tuva namim fanin. And as many as you need, take whatever is needed for the tzorech. Umay avaloasa otzer. And what does valoasa otzer mean, according to Shmuel? Shelo yigmar kulo. It means that, just the opposite. Not that you shouldn't start, but you're not allowed to finish. You're not allowed to take the entire, every single bundle out of the field. Why? Dilma asi lashvuye gumos. Because you might come to be mashve gumos. You might come to smooth out the field. Aval aschu lemascha. But you could start it even if you didn't take from it before Shabbos. Umani Reb Shimini de lesle muksa. And then this Mishnah would be going according to Reb Shimon Shita. Okay, it's a machlokas Shmuel and Reb Chisda. What exactly is the Mishnah saying and who is it going according to? Just by the way, this Dilma asi lashvuye gumos, this is within the world of Reb Shimon. So what does it mean that I might come to be mashveh gumos as I take the bundles away? Am I being mashveh? It might happen. Is that a darvash ein miskaven? So the Ritva and other Rishonim say no. We're within Reb Shimon here. So the issue is once I've cleared away the entire area, I might then do it b'kavana. Not that Shema Asi by with darvash ein miskaven. Reb Shimon would say that's mutter. But I might actively, once I take over the bundles, I know the Talmidim are coming, I know the guests are coming, I want to have a flattened area. So if I leave at least one bundle there, I'll remember, oh, it's Shabbos, and I can't flatten the area. But it's an issue of doing it bikavana. Good. I forgot to mention before on the Mishnah, there's just an important Rashi to point out on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah on the second wide line had said, you're allowed to move Truma Tahora. We'll get back to that, but in the Gemara, the Ivan of Ami Yisrael, I'm allowed to move Truma Tahora. Why? Because Rashi says in the second wide line, Umdavar Haroikon Truma Tahora, Dechazi Lebehemas Kohen. It's roi for a Kohen's animal. What do you mean? It's not cooked, so it's raw. So what are you? You're not going to cook grain. You're not going to make grain if you have raw wheat or raw barley on Shabbos. So it's, you can't say, oh, it's edible for a kohen. That's what Rashi has to say. Royal behemas kohen. Is one allowed to do that? The Rashi discusses this. Rashi, is one allowed to give something that is edible for a human if you would prepare it in a certain way? But right now it's not prepared, so I'm going to give it to an animal. Are you allowed to do that with Truma Tahora? Rashi seems to say yes. So that's an important Rashi to discuss. Other Rishonim argue on that. This is a Tosfos about Metzia and Daf Sadi that might argue with their Rashi, but that's an important Rashi to be aware of. Okay, now we continue though. Says the Gemara now, fifth line. Tana Rabbanan. One is not allowed to start with the Otsar Tchila. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, not allowed to start taking from there if you didn't start taking from there before Shabbos. But a person can make a little path in it to go in and out. When he goes in and out, he can make a shvil. He can't take from there actively, but he can make a path. What do you mean? You just said you can't take from there. So what do you mean you can make a little shvil? It means a person can make a shvil with his feet. When you're going in and out, you can't actively pick it up to take it, to remove it, but you can make it that you can do. Two or three important ha'aras. Number one, the Rif quotes this in the Lamaisa. He quotes this, Osva lo shvil baragla v'chulu. The Shaila, the Balamor, the Shaila, the Rabban, all ask on the Rif is, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's he quoting this for? Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't go into the Osir Tchila, but, you know, you can make this shvil. So why is he quoting this? Ask the Balamor. It's according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ramban has an important line where the Ramban answers that you're right, the context is by Rabbi Yehuda, but the principle would apply for Rabbi Shimon as well. Yes, this specific context is the Otsar, which is only Muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. It wasn't used before Shabbos. But let's say you'd have a case of Muksa according to Rabbi Shimon. Right, we don't have so many of them, but like the Gemara always says, ain muksa l'Rav Shimon, but that only means less muksas, as we've said. It doesn't mean no muksas. We all like Rav Shimon, but there are still many things that are muksa. So the Ramban says, whatever is muksa for Rav Shimon, he would also allow osa shvil b'fneasmo b'knisaso b'siaso. So that's why the Rif quotes it, that yisod would still apply. Number one, what is that yisod? So we have a very important machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah says, you know what you understand from this Gemara? Moving muksa with your feet is okay. That's what he says. That's what you get from this Gemara. Right? It says, Osa l'shvil, b'knisaso b'tziyaso, move it baraglov. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in two places. One is the beginning of Siman Shin Ches. We've quoted this Siman about four times over the past couple of days. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkan Yud Gimel, the tiltul muksa b'gufo, afilu litzarech davar hamuksa mutter. Moving muksa with your body, not with your hand, even l'shein davar hamuksa mutter. The zelo nikra tiltul klal. That's not called moving. When Chazal asked muksa, they meant moving it directly. Ulefize, and according to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Chayyadam, imunach eza davar muksa al haaretz, mutter ledachvo beraglav, kedei shelo yavo lehefsid. Mishnah Berurah says, let's say there's something valuable. Let's say a person forgot and he has money, or he has car keys. He has whatever it is. And they're in his pocket. So what do? We like try to turn over our pockets to try to get it out without moving it directly. Fine. Now it's on the floor. It's on the floor. But what am I going to do now? I don't want to leave it on the floor in the open. So the Mishnah Berurah Pashto says, kick it. Kick it to the side and kick it under something. Kick it into the grass. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's what we need to know that from our Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin. Gemara says, you're allowed to go through. Osa lo shvil b'knisaso b'siaso b'raglov. That's what the Gemara says. How else could you understand the Gemara? Says the Chazon Ish, I'm sorry, Mishnah Berurah, but I beg to differ. Says the Chazon Ish, this Gemara isn't saying that you can move it directly with your feet. The Gemara here is saying, you happen to be walking into your Otsar and you happen to knock it with your feet because you trample it, kind of a lefitumo type of walking. Remember we had before, Doris lefitumo. You happen to be walking and there's a snake underneath and I trample the snake. We had Gemara's like that. That's what the Gemara is saying. Gemara is not saying you can move it with your body, but kavana. The Gemara is saying that whenever you walk in and walk out, eventually it's going to get, you don't have to worry about that muksa. It's like walking on grass. Walking on grass, you don't have to worry about muksa because you're walking. That's what the Gemara says. Ulafiha amur. Ein heter klal lataltel muksa betechifas haregel letzarecha muksa. No. And he says, the loka magen Avram, utvaravenu muvanimli, the tzarech mekomo metadava davala, miu kazeb metadava davara mutter ima aser, aval tilto davara aser lachud aser. V'cholu, and he continues. Actually, I'm sorry, I read the first part, I should have read. Like he talks about lying down on a bed that was made of straw. He says, that's not dafka and indirect, that's because you happen to be lying down. But you're not, but kavana trying to move the muksa. Im kavana sa shochev lina eres akash mutter shudaver nimshach mi puulas hashchiva. You're doing an act of lying. You're doing an act of walking. Ava mashenkin betiltol meis bemita de beemes yishkan tiltol shneyan uleiza mehen shemiskavim misyachesi lavigra tiltol. The chulu, and he continues, and that's his yisod. Okay, it's important machlokas. Do you have a heter automatically to move muksa with my body, right, with my feet, with my elbow? Whatever it is, or do I say no? The only thing that's mutter is if I'm not even, if something is, I left something on my bed. I left a shaver, I left a, an iPad, an iPod, whatever it is on the bed, I want to get into the bed. So I can put a pillow down on the floor next to the bed, and then Mishnah Berurah Pashas would say, you can take your elbow and go boom. But the Chazon Ish says, no, just get into bed. You do a Maaseh Shechita, get into bed, and the mail is going to fall down, but that's okay. That's an important machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, based on how to understand this Gemara. Okay. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. We continue. Tvua, tsvura. If somebody has tvua that is all gathered, Rashi says, muchacha milsa de huksa laotsar. Right? It's clear that it was designated to be stored. So bismach, hischoba me'erav Shabbos, if you started taking from it from Erev Shabbos to give to your animal, motu listavi mena b'Shabbos, then you can continue. V'yim lav, also listavi mena b'Shabbos, divrei b'shimin. Wow. But if not, you can't take from it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says it's Aser. Rabbi Acha Matir. Rabbi Acha says it's Mutter. Says the Gemara, Klap Elaya. What does that mean? Just the opposite. What's going on here? Wait a minute. Klap Elaya is a language of exclamation. What's happening here? Rabbi Shimon says Aser. And the other opinion says Mutter. So Ela Ema, the opposite. Divrei Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Okay, Rabbi Shimon is the one that's Matir as long, even if he didn't start using it before. Tana. As long as it's not chesr and kiss. Remember, the Reb Shimon would agree by certain chesr and kiss, what the Gemara called dach yibiyadayim. And that's what the Gemara talks about in the third parak. Tana kamashir tevua tsevura. How much is that? Lesech. A lesech amount, where Drashi says it's half a kor, 15 sa'ah. Ba'i minei rav nechume bar zacharya. Me abaya shir tevua tsevura bakama. Amar lehari amru shir tevua tsevura balesech. I've said that already. Good. Ibai lehu. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said 4 and 5 bundles. So, Hani Arba Vachamesh Kupos. Dika Amar, that which we said, but Arba Vachamesh Kupos in Tfelo is the Alma. Lim Ute Bihilucha Adif. What is the main issue of Tircha in the Mishnah? Are we more worried about the heavy weight, or are we more worried about the amount of trips that you're going to have to make? That's the question. Is it better to have larger bundles and less trips, or smaller bundles and more trips? That's the question of the Gemara. Is it 4 and 5 dafka, not more? Alma, lim ute behilucha, if the less trips you have to make, the better. Is that the question? Or, odilba lim ute masu yadif, or do we try to lessen the load? And even if you make 4 and 5 means big bundles, but if you have less smaller bundles, you can make even more trips. Rashi says this question is within Rav Chisda. Within the first understanding of our Mishnah, which has a limit on how many bundles. Why does he have that limit? Because they're large, or per se, we want to cut down on the trips. So Tashma, let's try to answer. Datani chada, mifanin afilu arba v'chamesh kupos, shalkadei shemen v'shalkadei yayin. One Bryce says, you can move big boxes of jugs of oil and of wine, 4 and 5. V'tan yidach be'eser v'chamesh esrei. One says even 10 or 15. Right. So what's this machlokas about? V'may lav hakem ipfagi. Isn't the machlokas about our issue? The marsa of our mi'uta behilucha adif. One says less trips are better, and therefore stuff them all into a big bundle. Only 4 and 5. Stuff them all in. Umar sa no mi'uta b'masu yadif. No, the bigger bundles are worse, and therefore make small bundles. And just, you could carry them even more than 4 and 5 times. That's the 10 and 15. So isn't that the machlokas? And we can understand, by the way, both sides. Like, which is a greater tircha? Do you measure how much you have to exert yourself each time? That's an exertion. That's, or do I say no? You look at it on the whole. Look at it how many times. Again, you might say, I mean, this is all within the level of Durabanan. But you might say that the Nekudas, different svaras are, do you look at the person or do you look at Shabbos? Regarding the person, a bigger bundle is might be worse. But regarding the zilzal of Shabbos, seeing somebody schlep something on Shabbos, maybe the more times back and forth and back and forth, that's worse. So again, there might be, even though it's a derabbanan question of tircha, it might, and a practical question, but there might be some svara there. So the Gemara says, is this the machlokas? The Gemara says, lo. No, maybe not. The kuli yama miyuta biyulucha ad. If everybody agrees, it's better to have less trips. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's better to have less trips. Aye, so what's this machlokes between the brises? Umi savres be'aser u'b'chamish asara b'chamish asriya kuposkoi. Who said we didn't get the Messias right? When it says in 10 and 15, that's not talking about bundles. It's not 4 and 5 bundles versus 10 and 15 bundles. Akadin ka'i. It's talking about the jugs within the kupos. The kad that are in the kupos. I have boxes with bottles in it. So what is the focus of the brisa? Velokasha. Ha, dimishtakli chad chad bakupa. The brisa that says 5. 4 and 5 is only where you have big jugs. So it can only fit one jug in every box. So that's the case where 4 and 5. V'had demishtakli tre. And the one that says 10 is where you can fit 2 in each box. V'had demishtakli tlasa. And here we're talking about where you can fit 3 in each box. That's what says 15. But it's the same number of trips. It's 5 trips. Just a question of how many jugs are in each box. Ubitikure ta harpanya. And we're talking about the jugs of harpanya, which are, have, one could say, are fit into the brises, different shapes. You have big ones, you have small ones, etc. Good. Ibai Luhu. Next section. Rashi again says, this is within Rav Chizda, the first understanding of the Mishnah. Hani abar v'chamesh dika'amar, afagav de lesley archim tuva. Is 4 and 5 the limit period, even if I have many guests? 4 and 5, that's it. Even if I have guests, like the Rama said yesterday, real archim, not my good friends. Right, is that what it is? Someone I know used to call them dichvins. Dichvins, right? Called dichvin yesev yechol. So is that you are having dichvins? You're having people though. They aren't really dichvins, but dichvins. Odil mahakol of the arachim. Or do we say, no, 4 and 5 means if that's enough. But if you need more, then you can even do more. Hakol of the arachim. V'yim tim salom or hakol of the arachim. And if you want to say, you can have more. Chad gavra mafani lekulu. Could one person schlep everything for everybody else? O dilma, or do we say no? Gavra vigavra mafani lenashe. You gotta have a lot of different people, right? Relating to what I just said, is it one person schlepping? Is it more people involved? So tashma. Well, we know dama rabba amrei bichia pamachas halach rebi lamakom echad rebi or b'yudanasi went somewhere v'ram makom dachag l'talmidim, and he knew there was going to be shiur the next morning. They're going to have shiur Shabbos morning. And he saw there was no place for the Talmidim. And he went out to the field, and he saw a field gathered with, but full of bundles. The Imer Rebbe called us the Kula. And Rebbe was gathered all the bundles. Rebbe Imer called us the Kula. Good. So you see from there that it goes based on the guests. And it goes based on how much, what the need is. Let's just do one more story, then we'll talk about it. For Rav Yosef Amar Rav Hoshia, Pamachas Halach Rabbi Chiya L'Makam Echad. Same story. For Rav Makam Dachal L'Talmidim. For Yatzal Asadeh, Umatzah Sadeh Malaya Umrim. Rabbi Chiya saw, it was full. For Imer, Rabbi Chiya Kol Asadeh Kula, Shema Minah HaKol Afiyah Archim. So everybody saw, it went according to the Archim. Right, so you can do even more. For Yadayin Tibar Lecha, what about our second question? Chad Gavra Mefani Leh Lekulei, Odil Mokol Gavra Gavra Mefani Leh Nafshei. Did we answer our other question too, through the story? Could one person do it for everybody, or does everybody have to do it themselves? Well, says the Gemara, what's the language of the story? Tashma ve'imer Rebbe. Rebbe did it. So you see, he did it himself, says the Gemara, come on. Would Rebbe have done it himself? Ula taimech, Rebbe v'denafshe imer. He did it himself. Rashi says he was the Nasi. What, he was schlepping bundles himself? You know, maybe Rebbe would have done it, but they wouldn't have let him do it. Come on, Ella, what must it be? Tziva v'yimer. It must have meant that he was in charge. He told everybody to move the bundles. Ula olam kol chad v'chad mefani l'nafshe. But really, everybody can do it themselves, meaning there's no raya. Rebbe must have not done it, but we still don't answer that question, whether it's one person or kol echad ve'echad. Good. So the question that you're all probably bothered by is, Isn't there a malacha called ma'amer? Isn't there a malacha called gathering in the field? Right? V'imer Rebbe, v'imer Rebbe Chia kol asada kula. So Rashi doesn't mention that. Rashi just mentions another ha'ara. We'll get to that ha'ara in a second. Rashi says, v'imer pinas ha'omarim v'karmelis have u'bepachos pachos midalad amos. Rashi says it was a karmelis, and it went little by little. If you remember, back from the first parak, karmelis is a Rishus HaRabim Dirabanan. On a Daraisa level, it's Rishus HaYachid. Chazal gave it the status of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore we paskin some kulas by karmelis, but you're not allowed to carry Dalai Lamas in a karmelis. So Rashi says, pachas pachas in a karmelis, and he did that. Aye, what about, you're just allowed to violate this Dirabanan in this case? I thought it was just a tircha issue. If it's more than a tircha issue, are you allowed to violate Dirabanans? So the Rishash works out how it must be a shvus de shvus here. You got to work it out because we don't paskin one shvus b'maka mitzvah is going to be good. So the Rishash works out that it must be, have been a shvus de shvus. Ayin shulchan aruch, the gamzeh aser, v'tzarach lama dehaka shorim yishem shvus de shvus b'maka mitzvah. One is that he did ma'amer not in the normal way, and then he did it in a karmelis. Must have been a double derabban, and the Rishash works out. But he doesn't deal with the other issue. Why isn't this ma'amer? Why isn't this ma'amer? So, suggest some of the achronim. Remember, we discussed ma'amer a little bit back in the seventh parak. There are many limits to ma'amer that are not in the Gemara. There's only one limit in the Gemara. Back that we had that after the parak in Klal Gadol, ein imer ela b'gedulei karka. That we had. Imer only applies to items that grow from the ground. Remember, we spoke about the salt, gathering the salt. So, that doesn't help us here, because we're talking about gedulei karka. What might help us here? So, number one, what might help us? One might suggest is that there are a couple of limitations that Rishonim bring in. For example, ein imur achar imur. Once you're ma'amer once, then another type of ma'amer that doesn't really qualitatively change what was already done, so that's not chai misha ma'amer. So maybe here, the bundles are already bundles. You're just moving it to another place. You're not doing anything more than the first imur. So that's one answer that might work. Number two, maybe these bundles weren't from the field in which they were found. Ein imur ela b'makam gidulo, Tosfos says in Beitza. So that's another limit. Maybe these bundles weren't where they already had been moved from the place where they grew. Right? If apples fall, if I have a bowl of apples in my kitchen and they fall down, and I gather them up and pick them up, I'm not chayef on Shabbos. Is gedulei karka? The answer is there's no apple tree here. If I go under my apple tree in the backyard and gather up the apples, that's imur daraisa. But eimi imur achar imur, ein ilamur elabamakam gidulo. So there are different heterim that l'chora, it must have, one of these must have been the mitzias in that case. In the Chashukei Chemet here, he discusses, does imur require kavana? Kavana for gathering. Some malachas we've discussed, very few, but some malachas require kavana, meaning there's no such thing as psikresha by certain malachas. Maybe by borer, we mentioned a couple of malachas that require kavana as part of the definition of the malacha. So what happens if you are gathering only because you want to clean out the field, because you want to use the field for something? Right? That's why you're doing it. But your kavana is not because you want the item. So that's this Gemara. It sounds like from this Gemara says the Chashukei Chemet, Nira the Mishum Deshofa Shal Dabar Yishtamish Bahem. You're going to, if you're gathering it, he quotes the Rishash, he says, Mavur Bedvar, Shava Bisha Kavanas Rebbe Verbechia Lo Haisa La Amer El Lafanos Es HaMakom Bechalzos Harizu Malacha Rebbe Yudachayev Lemshirim Padre Avalasar. So you see, it's still, even according to all the, right, the Rishash discussed this, it's Emor, even though you're not doing it because you want the items, you're doing it because you want to use the field. So it sounds like even if you're just removing, not because you really want it, it's still going to be the malacha of imur. Okay, then he says, maybe there's a difference between moving it even for this reason, where you're going to get some hana'a, versus you're doing it just for the field. Either way, that's an important discussion, whether imur requires kavana or not. Pashas from our Gemara does require kavana. I'm sorry, it does not require kavana. Sorry? They did it, but everybody's bothered giving up some other, heter. They don't say, it's not Emer because the Kavana wasn't because you didn't want these bundles. They don't give that simple answer. That could have been the best answer. It's not Emer because there's no psik resha by Emer. They didn't say that. So that's why it must be that even without Kavana. Okay, two dots. Mifane ha'orchim. The orchim, you'll have to move it for orchim. Amar bihut or Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Rabbi Yochanan says in the Mishnah, it says, you're allowed to move it for Bittul Beis HaMedrash and for Arachim. Gedola Hachnasas Arachim, Kashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Hachnasas Arachim is as great as going to learn. Diktani, because the Mishnah parallels them. Mifani ha'archim, I'm sorry, Mipnei ha'archim, ubebnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Because of Archim, ubebnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So you see, the Gemara puts them, the Mishnah puts them together. V'ravdimi min harda amar, yoser me'ashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Even more. Diktani, Mipnei ha'archim, v'hadar ubebnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash. It puts it first. Hachlas is Archim. The godless of Hachlas is Archim. I didn't bring the Rambam, but the Rambam says, Hachlas is Archim not only includes being machlis them. Levayas Arachim is also part of the mitzvah. The Rambam, amazingly, in Hilchos Avel, quotes that is the greatest coven. Out of all the mitzvahs of Adonai Chaveiro, Levayas Arachim is the greatest. And if somebody's not malava the Arachim, it's Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. Right? He gets that from Egla Rufa. Right? That if somebody lets out people without taking responsibility. Why? But the Rambam says that, and we have to, why is that? Because then I show that I'm really interested in them. I not only serve them. Have a great day. Thanks for coming. I walk them out. Walk them out to Al-Ramas. The post-game quote. Got to walk them out a little bit. What if I'm walking them out, where does the Dalai Lama start? From my property line or from my front door? What if I have a front walk? I have to walk them off my front walk. To discussion. But either way, that's the Levayas Archive. We have to be makwit about this halach. Good. Famous line. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Gidola hachnasas Archim meyakbalas panei hashchina. Hachnasas Arachim is even greater than talking to God. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, maybe, Imna matasi chein beinecha, alnasa avar v'chulu me'alavdecha. Right, so this Gemara is assuming, there's a machlokis in Masechta Shavuos, whether, why did I say maybe? Because does this word mean my master? Then it's just Adonai, my master, or does it mean Shem Hashem? So this Gemara is assuming that it's Shem Hashem. As the Tosfos says, Hashem Kodesh. So Avraham Avinu says, Hashem, please wait a minute while I go take care of these guests. Wow. So he's leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina, to go greet the guests. Amazing. So much to say. Number one, I heard this from Rav Schechter many years ago. Remember we did Sechah Shabbos at the Kollel? That is, we learned it from Avraham Avinu. But how did Avraham Avinu know it? We know that it's great, but how did Avraham Avinu know that he was allowed to leave? He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How was he allowed to leave? So he quoted the Shem HaOlam. The Olam says that we know that the Rambam tells us that there were four differences between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuah of everyone else in the world. Every other Navi. One of the differences was that every other Navi in the world was basically unconscious when they got Nevuah. They were in a trance. They didn't move. They were sleeping. Moshe Rabbeinu was b'hakitz v'lo b'chalom, right? He was alive. He was not only alive, awake. He had his faculties, right? There's the difference. Avraham Avinu, though, was like everybody else. Avraham Avinu was like everybody else, so he must have been in a trance. He must have been totally, right, not knowing what's going on. So Avraham Avinu, all of a sudden, he starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he sees the Archim. He sees the Archim. How does he see any Archim? He's in a trance. He's unconscious. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah, he must think to himself, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to see these Arachim? It must be because Gedol HaKnasas Arachim, Yoser Me'akbalas Panei Hashchina. It must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to see these guests. And in that way, I will be able to fulfill the mitzvah. That must be why he's letting me see these guests. Number one. That's what the Olam says. Another answer that some suggest is, maybe it's not really a stira. If we recognize the Tselem Elokim in every person, and that's our motivation for Hachnasas Arachim, so then maybe it's not such a leaving. It's just difference in quantity, not in quality. Right? We're less involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're still involved in mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malok HaLarez Kvodo. So that is one issue. But then there is a Me'iri. The Me'iri is not here. This Gemara appears in two places, as you see it on the side of the Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin Shavuos Lamed Hei. The Me'iri says there, in Shavuos, you know what you learn from this Gemara? That sometimes we have to sacrifice for others and even lower our own state of spirituality in order to do something good for somebody else. That's the Me'iri. Shahati says, "Mitoch tirdas umedrasho." Shavuot Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo yisalim yenem mitoch tirdas zusha yemachlis es arachim. Shahatirdos ma'arbevos es asechel umisalkos es ashchina. Avram, when he was leaving, he was saying, I got to do this, but I'm hoping that I don't lose so much. We have to leave our meditation to be involved in the world. Right, I quoted this last night in the Parsha Shir. When it comes to other areas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShkafas HaOlam of Am Yisrael, is to involve our children, to involve our whole families in the Ruchnius. It's not about just about the men going going somewhere and being private in their spirituality. No, maybe other religions hold that. But we hold that we have to be spiritual with a large family and with the kids and with the guests. That's what Ruchnius is about. Even if there is some sacrifice, says the Meiri. Okay, so that's a Hakbalas Panei Hashchina. Okay, there's more here. There's a discussion, the Meshech Chachma. If you want to just look at the Meshech Chachma, where it talks about Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Lamed Gimel, by Avraham Avinu, it says afterwards, Shavlim Komo. Shavlim Komo, that after he talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went back to Komo, so there he talks about how he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't get lowered down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened. But you can look at it, it's just a three-line Meshech Chachma. Feel free to look. But we continue. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bo Reish Lo Kmitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitas Pasav Adam. Hashem is not like human kings. Mitas Pasav Adam Ein Katan Yochalom El Gadol Habtena She'avo Etzlecha. By a Pasav Adam, a Katan will never speak to a Gadol like that. You know, can you just wait a minute? I just got to go take care of this. Ve'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ksiv Vayomer Hashem Imna Matzazi V'chulu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fine with it. Right, please go take care of the Archim. I'll wait for you. Right, that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu type of idea, and not something human. Period. Also, a fascinating question some Achronim ask is: we learn Achronas Archim, we learn this, we learn that, but this wasn't real Achronas Archim. They were angels. They didn't eat anything. Right? They did this. So how do you learn anything from this? Because Achronas Archim. Maybe to go see angel people. That's where you say greater than Achronas Bnei Hashchina. But Avram didn't know that. Right, so maybe he can learn, because he acted in a way that we can still learn from him. Either way, it's a ha'ara that some have. Amar Yehuda bar Sheila, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan. Shisha dvarim adam ocha berasim b'olam hazev, akar kemaz olam haba. As we say every morning, six actions. A person eats from their fruit in this world, and the principle stays in the next world. Right, the best investment. Right, you invest, and you just eat from the interest. Right, the principle stays. Ve'elohim. Hachnas Azarchim, Ubiker Cholim, the Iyun Tfila. I might add the good type of Iyun Tfila. Remember we had 10 blad ago. Kuf Yud Chesem Abeis. Not the Iyun Tfila where we're demanding from God to listen to me, but the Iyun Tfila focusing on Tfila and the importance of it. Vashkamas Beis HaMedrash, getting up early to go to shul and to learn. Vamagadol Banav L'Talmud Torah, and giving my children a Jewish education. Vahadon Es Chaveiro L'Kav Schus. And Dan L'Kav Schus. Giving people the benefit of the doubt. Good. So these are the six. The first one is Achnasas Archim. That's why this is here. Eini, is this really true? Behoa nan tanan. But we learned in the first Mishnah in Meseches Peah, which we say every morning. Elu dvarim sha'adam osa osam. The different gersos. We'll read the Argamaris. Local Pharisee and Balamazev, I can't come as the Lama Bab, Eloid, keep it of aim, Ukamilas Chasadim, Vavashom, Radam Machavero, Vitamatora, can I get Kulam? Different list. Hani in midiachrini lo. So it's a different list. So answer, Hani nami bahani shaychi. It's really the same list, it just looks different. And Rashi, fascinating Rashi on top, Rashi explains how the categories fit into each other. Right, HaKrasas Archon and Biker Cholim is Gemilas Chasadim, that fits. Iyun Tfila is also Gemilas Chasadim. You're being doing chesed for yourself by taking Tfila seriously. That's included in Talmud Torah. Dalakav schus, that's havas shalom ben adam l'chaveiro. Because if I'm dalakav schus, then I'm going to get along with people more. I'm going to have a better attitude about them. That is dalakav schus. So really, it is a parallel list. Once we're talking about kibud av ein, there's this one interesting shaila, the Chashukei Chemed, second one of the day. He discusses, we can have 5 hours of shirim about Hilchos Kibud Av Ve'Em. But it just has one. Comes up all the time. And that is, if let's say parents go to their children for Shabbos, who makes Amosi? Balabayas or the father? Balabayas or the Abba? Right? Sometimes there's a question, who's Machabin who? So Pashtus, we say the Gemara says in Brachas, Balabayis Botzeya. Balabayis should be Botzeya because he gives Ba'ayin Yofeh. Right, the Oreach is Mavarech in order to give a bracha to the Balabayis, but the Balabayis is the one that's Mavarech. But the Shaila here is that if it's related, it's like my father, that he's also going to be Ayin Yofeh. Right, it's also going to be Botzeya Ba'ayin Yofeh. So, you know, and he goes through various Gemaras, whether, you know, kavo, when there's counter pressure. He says, Maisa, he heard a story, B'tamar Chachamecha, they went to his son, and he always brought his own two little rolls. So it wouldn't come up. It wouldn't come up, so you could do it, you don't have to be Mechavid me. Everybody should follow their minhag. It's fascinating. It's a mysterious Maharami Rotenberg. Right, it's quoted in the Rosh, in Maseches Kiddushin, where it says that Maharami Rotenberg, once he became the Maharam, once he became the God of Ador, the Rebbe of the Rosh, once he became the Maharam, his father never came to visit him anymore. Why? Because the father didn't want the Gadol Hador to have to stand up for him. The halacha is you have to stand up for your father when he comes into the room. But you also have to stand up for the Gadol Hador. So the Maharam Rotenberg would have stood up for his father. But his father didn't want to make the Gadol Hador to stand up for him, so they just didn't see each other. Very unusual. So go to a place where you know they're standing already. Right? They did not see your son? There must be more to that story, but that's what the Rosh quotes in Maseches Kiddushin. Okay. We continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Again, we can talk about each of the items on the list, but maybe later. Tanu Rabbanan. Hadon chaveiro lekav schus. Donin oso leschus. Here we are. The Amud in Shas about Don lekav schus. Shabbos 127. Kuf chav zayin. If somebody Don lekav schus, we're Don him leschus. Rabbi Shaul Salanter says, what does this mean? After 120, we are all going to be shown our lives on somebody else. And we're going to be asked to judge. What do you think? This guy deserves Rachmanis? This guy deserves the benefit of the doubt? Our lives are going to be put onto somebody else. So you might ask, well, we know the trick already. So, no, we're not going to realize it at that time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to us, this guy came late. What do you think? Should I have Rachmanis on him? This guy this guy that, this woman, right? Should I have Rachmanis on him? If we condition ourselves to be Don Lekav Schus type of people, then danin osolus chus, because we're going to judge ourselves. We're going to have it done to ourselves. That's don chaveiro lekav schus, danin osolus chus. Right, this is major. The She'iltos has a major discussion of this in Parshas Shmos. Why? You always have to ask. What is in the She'iltos? Right, the Rav Achoy Gon. He doesn't have a sefer on mitzvos, exactly, but he has discussions of different mitzvos by different parshas. Excuse me. So says the... What does that have to do with Shmos? Remember Moshe Rabbeinu, we had earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu was Choshe B'Ksherim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're not going to Heim Lo Yaminu Li. He was not Don Lekav Schus. That's why the long discussion of the She'iltos about Don Lekav Schus is in Parsha Shmos. Of course, Rashi already quotes, and the Sefer Chinuch, the Moni HaMitzvos quote, this is part of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of B'Tzedek Tishpon HaMisecha. In righteousness you shall judge your friend. It's included in the mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim of judging properly. It's not only for judges, but it's for ourselves. Good. So let's read the Bali Musar also say the when we see in Pirkei Avos, when it says Don Chaver Lekav Schus, what does it say there? Vahavi Don es Kol Ha'adam. It doesn't say Kol Adam. Don es kol ha'adam lekav schus. What does that mean? It means whenever we look at someone else, there's so much that we don't see. There's a whole art scroll book, the other side of the story. So I think it's been a while, but I think in there they talk about the chapter 3 syndrome. You ever start a book in chapter 3? You ever start a book in chapter 3? I have no idea what's going on. You missed the first two chapters. So it's like, how do you expect to understand anything? When we view other people, we're seeing chapter 3. We see somebody, oh, I would never do that. We don't know. We don't know what happened 2 hours ago. We don't know the state that they're in. We don't know what's going on in their life. We see chapter 3. We don't see before and after. Don Lekav Schus. Right? If it's with us, then we're very Don Lekav Schus ourselves. But it's just other people, we're not. Okay. Umaisa. Here are stories. Umaisa, Badam Echad Shiar Migalal Ha'elyon. There was a man that came down from the upper Galilee. V'niskar Yitzab Alabayis Echad Bedarom Shaloshanim. He came down to the south. And he worked him for 3 years. Erev Yom Kippurim Amar Lo Tein Li Schari. It was Erev Yom Kippur. He said, you know what? I got to go home. Or Erev HaRegel is a different gersa. Tein Li Schari Ve'elech V'azun Es Ishti Ubanai. I have to go feed my family. Amar Lo, the employer said, Ein Li Ma'os. Sorry, at this moment, nothing liquid. Amr lo tain li peiris. Okay, can I please have some of your fruit? Amr lo ain li sari. Tain li karka. Ain li. Tain li behema. Ain li. Tain li karmik sasos. Can I have a pillow? Can I have a blanket? Ain li. Sorry, I have nothing. Hifshul kelov la'achorav. He accepts. He puts his knapsack on his back. V'halach labesa b'pachi nefesh. He's very upset, but he goes home. What could he do? Li'achar ha'regel. Noto balabayis schara biyado. After yantif. The Balabayis now goes, takes the money, takes the wages in his hand, and along with that, he has three donkeys full. Echad shel machal, echad shel mishtav, echad shel minim agadim. Three donkeys full of delicious items. Palachol lebeis, and he goes, finds his employee. Achar shachle v'shasu, after they ate and they drank, right? So now they're comfortable. Nasan lo scharo, he paid him. Amalon, he says, can I ask you something, please? When you asked me to pay you, and I said I have no money, what were you thinking about me at that moment? Amarti, I said, maybe you all of a sudden had just found an amazing investment and you just gave all your liquid assets there. I thought, you know, you don't have any, your wallet's empty. And when you asked me for an animal and I said I have nothing, what were you thinking? Maybe you had already leased out all of your animals. And even though there were 14 donkeys hooked up to your stable, maybe they weren't yours. And when I said there was no karka, what were you thinking? Maybe it was sharecropped out, all your land. What about fruit? Maybe there were none meusar. Why can't you just take off meisar now? So I saw one of the, I think the Ben Yoyada says, no, maybe it was makire kahuna. There's a concept in Maseches Gittin. Makikuda, if I always give my items to a certain Kohen or a certain Levi, they kind of like have a kinyan on it right away. So maybe you had them and they weren't here right now. So basically, there's nothing to do. Ubishasha marti lacha ein li karm v'ksasas. B'mechashatani, what about no pillows and blankets? Amarti shema hikdish kol nechasav l'shamayim. I don't know, maybe he was makdish everything for some reason. Amarle, says the employer, ha'avoda kachaya. You are exactly right. That's what happened. He died on a chasei b'shvil, horkin espini. Shlo osik b'torah. I was having trouble with my teenager. He wasn't osik b'torah. I said, yeah, I'm going to give all my nechasei to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he thought that he would motivate him in that way. Uga shabasi eitzel chaveirai b'darom. But, so I had nothing. At that moment. Maybe it was Erev Yom Kippur. He was trying to get him to do tshuva. And when I came to my friends, Bedarom, Hitiru le kol nadrei, they were matir my neder, because they said you can't do that. V'ata, but you, I give you a bracha. Keshem shedantani l'schus, hamakom yadin oscha l'schus. Hashem should also judge you l'schus. Good. This lashon is a little more difficult. Hamakom, what, Hashem needs to be done l'schus? Hashem knows exactly. He doesn't only have chapter 3. Hashem knows chapter 1 and 2 also. What do you mean? Hamakom yadin oscha l'schus. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to do that. So says the Ben Yehoyada discusses this, right? How can it be Kadosh Baruch Hu? There's no Savikam Yishmaya. So he says, no. It's a case where, let's say, we couldn't do a mitzvah. And we say to ourselves, well, if I would have been in the position, I would have done it. So then we didn't actually do it. Hashem knows what happened. But does Hashem know exactly what didn't happen? Right, if we wanted to do something, well, would you really have done it? So that's the issue here. Hamakom yadinos chalaschus. If we do it for other people, then he would do it for us as well. Good. The Chassam Sofer here discusses: was there a ribbis here? He brought the schar and he brought 3 camelfuls extra. So you got to work out how this isn't ribbis. Maybe there's no ribbis by wages. Maybe you got to worry. Maybe it was just a present. Either way, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa b'Chassid Echad. There was a story about one Chassid who Rashi says is either Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Shepada riba achas bas Yisrael ulamalo neshkiva tachas megalosav. He was poda. He got a young girl. She was a captive, and at night he brought her back and he put her. He slept her right by his feet. Lamachar yard b'tavav v'shana l'talmidav. And the next morning he went to the mikveh and he started giving shir. V'yamar, and he says to them, b'shashish kafti atachas v'argalosai. B'mech hashatuni. What were you thinking when I put her to made her to sleep right next to me? Amarnu shema yesh banu talmid she'enum baduk l'rebi. Maybe you don't trust one of us. And what did you think the next morning when I went to the mikvah? Right? There's a concept of shichva zera. You got to go to the mikvah. Maybe because of the traveling, you had some type of re'iyah. Amar lehem ha'avodah kachaya, exactly. V'yatem k'shem shendantuni l'kav schus, ha'makim yedin eschem l'kav schus. Period. There is a concept. You gotta read these Gemaras along with the other concept of v'nimsachein v'seichal tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. There is a concept of Maris Ayin. There's a concept the Mishnah says in Shkolim of v'yisem nikiyah me'ashem v'yisrael. The Kohen is not allowed to have any pockets or hems on the Big Day Kahuna, so people aren't choshed him. So you gotta read those Gemaras along with this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Pam Achas Hutzrach Dover Echad L'Tamid Chachamim Eitz L'Matre Nusa Achas. There was a certain type of Tzarchei Tzibur that was needed to be done. She called Gedoli Romi Mitzuyin Etzla, and all the Gedoli Romi were Matzia with this woman. She was not a Tzanua woman. Amru Mielat. They said, who's going to go take care of this issue, this public Jewish need? Amru Lam Rabbi Yeshua Nielach. I'll go. Halak Rabbi Yeshua V'Talmid of and Rabbi Yeshua and his students went. Kibet Shigila Pesach Besa. He took off his tefillin, he went inside, he locked the door. He locked the door? What about this Rav Yichud? Says Rav Yaakov Emden here. Maybe there were other people there. Maybe it was Sakanas Nefashos. Maybe there was something. He didn't violate this Rav Yichud, did he? Pasha's not. Even though it sounds that way. Achar she yatsa yared v'tav. We're talking about Rav Yeshua. Achar she yatsa yared v'tav v'shalat hamidav. Again, the next day after he came out, he went to the mikvah and he came out. For Lahan, he says to his talmidim, "B'shasha chalatzti tefillin b'machashatuni." What were you thinking when I took off my tefillin? Amar nukesava, Rabbi lo yikansu divrei kedushim v'malkam tuma. You didn't want to bring tefillin into that place where there's such disgusting tuma there. B'shasha al alti b'machashatuni. When I locked the door, what were you thinking? Amar nu shema davar malchus yesh beino lebeina. Maybe there's something private you got to talk to her about. B'shashi yarati v'tavati b'machashadatuni. What were you thinking? Amarnu shemanitzat sinar mipia abagadav shel Rebbe. Maybe some of her spit went onto some of your clothing, and therefore she was matame you. Amarlem avoda kachaya, exactly. The atem kishem shendantuni lizchus hamakom yadin eschem lizchus. Kadosh Baruch Hu be dalakav schus. So adkan stories of dalakav schus. As we paskin, as it says in Pirkei Avos, and all the Rishonim say, if somebody is a muchzak tzaddik, then you have to bend over backwards to be down l'kav schus. Make your idea like these gemaras. If somebody is a muchzak rasha, you have no chiyuv to be down l'kav schus. It's a muchzak rasha. And if somebody's in the middle, like most of us, then it's a good idea to be down l'kav schus. It's a good idea. If I see somebody eating a piece of treif, to be down l'kav schus, maybe it's not treif. Okay, but muchzak tzaddik, then you have to be even down l'kav schus even more. Period. Good. A little bit more. Mefanin truma tahara v'chulu. What did the Mishnah say? I can move truma away. Shita lo tzricha demancha b'yad Yisrael. Oh, isn't it obvious? They can move. What's the chiddush of moving truma? It's edible. No, it's the Yisrael moving it. Ma'u detema kiva delo chaz yilei aser. You might say, well, I can't eat it, so it's muksa for me. That's a great havamina. Muks is determined by each person. Truma is muksa to a Yisrael. No, kamash v'lan. Kiva the chaz yilei kohen, shaper dummy. Because a kohen is allowed to eat it, so it's not muksa. It's not muksa. That is why it doesn't have to be muksa. Doesn't have to be mukhan for me. Tosfos on top has an important line. Tosfos, the top Tosfos says, "Aye, but didn't we learn earlier that big day aniyim are not mukhan for ashirim? If you have a small piece of beged, it's not mukhan for ashirim." Look what Tosfos says. Hacha, there's a difference. Hacha, oh, by truma, it's really ra'ui for me. Ela isurahu deraviale. There's an isser that is lying on it. But over there, the beged inherently is not ra'i for me. That's an interesting way of looking at truma. Truma isn't, sounds like truma is on the gavra, not on the chefza. That's what Tosfos is saying. There's an external isser on the truma. Inherently, it's food. It's just that I can't eat it. Mashenki in a beged of an andi to an ashir, inherently it is not usable, and therefore it is muksa for me. Just one more line. V'demai, v'chulu demai halo chazile. What do you mean? Demai, he can't eat. He's not right to eat demai. Demai, there's an isidra banan to eat demai, right? Because we're not sure if the Amaritz took off Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser. Answer, kiva di boy mafkele l'nichse v'havi ani v'chazile hashanami chazile. Well, a person could be mafkele all his v'chasim, and then it will be roi for him. So then he could become an ani, and an ani is not allowed to eat tamai. So too now, because of that biyado, it's considered even as if he did it. It's not as the Mishnah says, machilas ani and denai vesachsani tamai, v'amar afuna, tana bishavi omrim ein machilas ani and denai vesachsani tamai, u'bisil omrim machilas ani and denai vesachsani tamai. An ani is allowed to eat tamai, and therefore, that's the heter here. Tosis points out that here we also could have said, just like we said in the previous line, well, it's good for a kohen, so it's good for me. So why don't we just say here, it's good for an ani, it's good for me. The Gemara said, no, because he himself could be mafkirit. There's something different about, the Gemara, Tosfos says he could have said it, but maybe there's a reason why he didn't. Maybe we'll talk on the next stop on the Rav Soloveitchik has an idea why there's a difference between the ani and the poor person. Just one final ha'ara, the Meiri says on this Gemara, you're allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. All right, we mentioned this about a week and a half ago. Rov Rishonim say not, but the Meiri says right here, look, Iboy mafkir lo nichsei. So the Meiri says, the Feirish, what can be mafkirit? Other Rishonim say, no, you could do it. You'll be violating this as Rabbanah, but you could do it. And I saw the Shar HaMelech says, well, maybe there's a difference if you're being mafkir because you just want to remove it from your Rishus, or you're being mafkir in order to get it out because you want to give it to somebody else. You want to give it to the world. Here, the only reason you're being mafkir is to remove it because you want to be an ani. And then maybe you'll take it back afterwards. So maybe that's a different type of hefker. Okay, either way, we'll stop here. And Bezer Parshas here should be up. Again, there's no daf tomorrow. There is Bez Hashem, but I'm not going to be giving a daf tomorrow. But Hashem, the dafim will be up on the OU website. Maybe they're there already. Tomorrow's daf and Shabbos' daf will be there. Bez Hashem will continue on Sunday morning with the 19th Perek, Rebbe Lazar de Mila. Okay, we'll stop here.